Proclamation number 9001, dated the June 24, 1965. The infinite love accomplished the act of salvation. Always remember that earthly life is the final stage of your perfection, which you can successfully conclude by merely handing yourselves over to the one who died for you on the cross. His act of salvation released you from all guilt, providing you accept it voluntarily. It is therefore of extreme significance for you that you will find him during your life on earth, as he will open the gates again for your return into your Father's house. This is why Jesus Christ and his act of salvation cannot be mentioned often enough, and if you have the slightest sense of responsibility, you will not carelessly pass him by. You will know that he can liberate every one of you from the adversary's control, and you will indeed do what is required in order to appeal for his forgiveness. You will abide by him and secure his love, which took your guilt of sin upon itself and now makes a constant effort to draw you closer to itself. This love does not want to abandon you and does whatever it takes so that you will surrender. The fact that a supreme being of light offered itself to suffer and die as a human being on your behalf in order to redeem your immense original sin was the greatest act of mercy, for the human being just us, who is no differently fashioned than yourselves, had to endure this suffering and death. Yet he was permeated by love, the fundamental substance of God, which gave him strength to persevere until the end. Thus love accomplished the act, and this love was God himself. Consequently, God himself redeemed your guilt of sin. His love was so great that it did not want to leave you to the adversary. It took pity upon you and paid the purchase price for your souls to his adversary. And you should make use of this incredible grace, for it merely requires your free will to accept it. Your life on earth was given to you so that you will take notice of Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, in whom God embodied himself, so that you will surrender to him of your own free will, so that you will unearth the treasure of grace he acquired for you on the cross. For God could only let mercy prevail, otherwise you would never have become free of guilt, but he requires you to accept and utilize it voluntarily. For the infinite love of Jesus the man balanced the sin you committed, it atoned for it and satisfied God's justice. And now it also turns to you and offers itself to you, so that you will respond to it and provide God with the opportunity again to illuminate you as he did in the beginning. Those of you who do not believe in Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of the world have no idea what gift of grace you are missing. You have no idea who is in control of you and that you can release yourselves from this power. However, you are not forced to acknowledge Jesus Christ, just as you cannot be forced by your adversary if you want to liberate yourselves from him. It depends entirely on your will to turn to him, but in that case you will be able to change your state into inconceivable happiness. Then you will fulfill your purpose of earthly life, which solely consists of your attaining perfection, which only he can grant to you. And in order that all of you can be informed of Jesus Christ and his significant mission, I will also convey this knowledge to those who are still utterly blind in spirit, who need only receive the relevant information so that they, too, will accept Jesus Christ. Then I will let miracles happen, since people in their childlike faith need such miracles of healing which testify to the power of the name Jesus. Whereas people in countries where this knowledge already exists but who nevertheless reject Jesus would be forced to believe. But this cannot be rated as true faith. And this explains the miracle healings, where messengers are also awakened in order to bring the gospel to places where people still lack all spiritual knowledge, but who shall not go astray either. Therefore they shall be addressed by the messengers who, in profound faith, make contact with him and are thus capable of conveying the knowledge about Jesus Christ to those people, and whom he therefore furnishes with great strength to work in his name. For the knowledge shall be carried to all places so that everyone who avails himself of this immense grace and finds Jesus Christ, who alone can save him from profound spiritual adversity, can still become blessed. Amen.